Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Applications have been coming in this week from countries that want to join the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. The bank will give loans to developing countries in Asia for projects like roads and cell phone towers and railroad tracks, kind of like the World Bank, but the country spearheading this bank is China rather than the United States. Dr. Homi Karas is Deputy Director for the Global Economy and Development Program at the Brookings Institution. He joins us to talk about the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, tell us more about this bank and what the idea of it is, what they want to do with it.
Well, Asia is a region which is booming economically. They have tremendous demand for infrastructure. Some people estimate, upwards of $8 trillion will be needed for infrastructure investments. And Asian countries are asking the question, where is all this money going to come from? Infrastructure requires long-term finance, so normal banks aren't easily able to provide it. So this new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank is the first new agency in the region which is going to be specifically devoted to these purposes.
And China is spearheading the bank, pledging $50 billion to get it started. I read that Chinese officials are also thinking that this is going to be very beneficial to them if they're investing money in some of the poorer countries in Asia because it will increase demand in those countries for Chinese products.
Well, I think that China has become the hub of value chains, supply chains within Asia. Lots of products that are made in Asia are now made in different countries, and they get transported from one place to another. But most of those roads lead through China. What makes supply chains work is the efficiency of the logistics. And one of the things that this new bank will focus on is regional connectivity and efficient logistics among countries in Asia.
Railroads in particular.
Railroads, yes.
And they don't feel in China that the World Bank is the place to go for this kind of money. Why is that? Why do they not feel that the World Bank is good enough to handle this sort of thing?
Well, I don't think that anybody rules out the World Bank, and the World Bank will remain an important player in the region. But the World Bank is a relatively small investor in the region. So I think that the idea of a new focused bank is that there will be some additional firepower for these kinds of projects.
Is this, though, a bad thing for the United States, which has a lot of sway at the World Bank more than any other country, and is not involved in this new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank?
I don't believe so. I think the United States benefits from having a strong and prosperous Asia. The more that Asia grows, the more that U.S. exports to the region will be able to grow, and U.S. goods will be able to move on these new infrastructure corridors.
So why isn't the U.S. getting involved in this bank then?
When one deals with infrastructure, there are many very difficult issues. You've got to have very high standards of procurement, for example. You do need to have proper environmental and social safeguards in place. Infrastructure is financed through debt, and what we've seen is that lots of countries borrow a lot for infrastructure, and if the projects aren't carefully chosen, they run into debt problems, and that affects everyone. So there are just a whole series of things where lessons have been learned over the last 40 years about how to do infrastructure in developing countries, and I think the U.S. wants to make sure that any new institution does it in a way that is as good as, if not better than, existing institutions.
Dr. Homi Karas, Deputy Director for the Global Economy and Development Program at the Brookings Institution, talking with us about the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Dr. Karas, thank you.
Thank you so much.